Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is the beautiful day of Jumu'ah. Let's welcome Mulana Salman Yunus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you keeping well?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How's Mulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, all well. You know, Friday, everyone's excited. Most of the non-Muslim world excited for the weekend, but we as Muslims excited just for it being a Friday.
Jumu'ah, mashallah. And Mulana, how's the programs going with the stories of the Anbiya alayhimu salam?
Alhamdulillah, I think it's going well. Shukr. We never have any issues or any problems, alhamdulillah. So far, two programs are done, and we've just completed Adam alayhi salam. And next week, Tuesday, inshallah, we will continue with Sheikh alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and Nuh alayhi salam. So, inshallah, I hope it's benefiting the viewers. I know it's benefiting me, giving me a chance to learn more and research more. Many a times, we don't know stories of the Anbiya in details, or even many Anbiya, we don't know regarding them, their lives, just those famous ones that are generally mentioned. But when analyzing and going into their lives, there's so much to be learned and so much of inspiration and guidance that Allah Ta'ala has given us, that due to our weakness, we are unaware of it.
Yeah, and actually, that's what you've mentioned, that it's actually empowering ourselves. You're doing the research. I just become stunned that these non-Muslim radio stations and non-Muslim media outlets, that you'll see the kuffar, they're ready to come on anytime, and they don't charge you nothing or any of that sort. But I must say, I'm a bit upset at the Muslimin, that we've got so much of authentic information. But if a person just wants to, if you just tell him, come on for half an hour, afterwards he sends you a bill. This is how much I'm going to charge you for that. I spoke for so long. Or are you going to be able to, why make that the objective? Islam allows and permits that you earn or you take something from it. But why make that the be all? Like Mulana is doing a program now. He doesn't charge for these programs on this Friday when these interviews, and there's no charge. It's just for the benefit of the Ummah. And like this, I think if you look at our seniors, you take Mufti Ridaul Haqsab Hafidhullah, he does a certain night program, night classes, and that he says, when Mufti AK Saab asked him about that, he said, no, see, what I'm doing during class time, that I'm getting paid for. But this year is over and above that. That's now just from my side, because I need to do something for myself now. That we're getting paid for. But this is extra, so I want for my rewards, for my akhirat. So this is how they think. But unfortunately, with the Mulana, it's such a struggle to get people to speak on, especially those who are on truth. They've got the truth, they've got the haq, they've got so much of authentic information. But just to get them to come on and just say something. And we give the platform for all, because you don't have to, there's no censored speech. You want to speak against Israel, you want to speak against, you have, but it must be based on facts and it must be the truth. And it mustn't be against the Sharia. So I'm just saying, like, we appreciate these moments, especially when our ulama come and share with us information willingly. It's really something to treasure. And as I said, that spirit is dying slowly. Money has just become all of it. And this is where the West and all of these figures, they are now filling that gap. And they willingly coming on and saying, we'll give the wrong narrative. Someone posted something nice yesterday. They said, Israel is the only history that has, it started in 1948, but it's got a 3,000-year history. So, like these certain things people send out like this, you will find it there. But on the whole, it is a concern. Chimulana, what's our topic today of discussion?
Well, just on what you are saying now, and we find it a very, very huge issue amongst all communities now, that one is the non-Muslims are ever ready to speak, ever ready to debate, ever ready to come on air. And the intentions behind it, we know that for them, the world is everything, the dunya is everything. So whether they're wanting that little moment of fame, little moment of being on air, that we don't know. But there's no ikhlas, no sincerity, because we don't have iman. When it comes to our ulama and it comes to people of knowledge, then that is why you see the stories of the Anbiya we're doing. And all of them, when they invited the people to Islam, it was one Allah. And the people asked them, what you'll want? You see, la nuridu minkum jaza wa la shukura. We don't want any recompense from you. We don't want any thanks from you. We're only doing it for Allah Ta'ala. That's all. This is the mission we have been sent with. This is the objective of our life's goal, is to call you to Allah Ta'ala. So as ulama also, we have a responsibility. The one is, as Wa rightfully mentioned, the one is our making our means in this world for sustenance. That we are doing, and where we can do a little bit, just to say as an excuse from our side, that we are doing something for the deen of Allah Ta'ala solely for that reason only. But perhaps we can stand in front of Allah Ta'ala with this year and it will hold that weight. But today, many a people, as you're saying, even you'll see many of these international scholars coming, they have a fee structure, they have a certain criteria, certain plane ticket, certain hotel, certain things. And then you ask yourself, what is the real objective? But when you look at our seniors that are coming, the mashayikh, the ulama, Kamru Zaman just came recently. Nothing fancy. Just picked up whatever health conditions, requirements was required, needed for that facilitating that was done. But other than the day, in the masjid, the programs were held. Nothing fancy, no fancy cars, no fancy, what you'll say, welcoming, nothing. Simple, because the intentions are pure. The intentions are there only for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. And I think one of the weaknesses or one of the downsides our Ustaz Yaqub Ali always mentioned is they don't look at the mashayikh now at the old age and see all the futuhat, see all how Allah has opened up the world for them. People are flogging toward them. Look at the initial days. I remember Ma'ayyus Bateer Rahmatullah Ali read one of his kitabs about his biography, and he mentioned when around, it was the Joburg area, I think, Vereeniging or somewhere there, but I can't remember, but somewhere around there, when he started off imamate, then him with his family used to hitchhike. They didn't have a car, they didn't have money. They used to hitchhike to get a lift to go to the shop, to go to the, to come to Durban. That was the condition that they started off in. And everything was only for Allah Ta'ala. They never complained, they never phoned people. Their focus was on Allah Ta'ala. Even the first Hajj of Ma'ayyus Bateer Rahmatullah Alayh, that we see how he went for it. He sold up everything. He sold up his house. He sold up his jewelry because he had this desire for Hajj. He stayed in what we'll call a janitor's closet. He stayed underneath the stairs just for a place to stay. And that's how they went. And after all of the sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala thereafter opened it. Why? Because all that pureness of the heart only for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And today we are struggling. We've got so good ulama. So many graduates are finishing, so many are there. And we know as an imam, to find a Jummah speaker is so difficult. We'll think to ourselves, there are so many ulama around. Why is it so difficult that no one wants to speak, no one wants to come forward? That Allah Ta'ala has entrusted us with this deen, with this knowledge, with this ilm. Not to keep it. بَلِّهُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, relate for me, even if it's one verse, that all these ahadith is in the mind. So how can I fulfill this instruction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And these are opportunities given. The opportunities are readily available. The thing is that we have to put ourselves forward and we have to ask Allah Ta'ala to accept us. And if the intentions are pure, if it's there, Allah Ta'ala will accept us. Allah Ta'ala will call us. But we have to put ourselves forward. Now, many a time we look at how our akabir, they are being treated, they are being welcomed. And now in our mind, we want the same thing. But we are just starting off. We don't know if Allah Ta'ala is going to accept us how Allah Ta'ala accepted them. But we have to start off somewhere. We have to do something. As Noah rightfully mentioned, on this platform, Markaz Sahaba, alhamdulillah, we have the ability to speak freely. We're not restricted by the broadcast complaint commissions or any of these things. We can speak what the haq needs to be spoken without any barriers. That's why you'll see many a time on, if a person listens to the local radio stations, whatever other ones they might be, then they'll say, we are not held responsible for any of the comments of the presenters or of the guests on the show. It has to be that it clauses, otherwise they'll get in trouble maybe if someone speaks what is correct, what is the truth. Then they're in an issue. So we are not not restricted. We don't have that confinement where we have to be worried about what to speak. We just have to speak what makes Allah Ta'ala happy. So within the confines of Sharia we are speaking, then we have no worry. And as Allah said too, that we do proper research, we find out what's correct, and we speak that day. If a person's research and his mutala in faith is correct and effort is put, then when he speaks, he'll be so confident and he'll have no worry. Because any person can come and can put an ishkal, can say, you said this, why you said this? You'll have all your references, you have all your... I think one of the things that needs to be maybe done is that the ulama completing, they need to be taught, even though we think this comes naturally with a person, but now we've seen it, that it doesn't come naturally. But they have to be taught on how to speak, on what will make... doesn't have to have a fancy voice, you don't have to have big words, but the thing is your research has to be so good.
Mm.
And one alim who really we heard of or don't hear of, but they are very common, the three brothers, alhamdulillah, the Waim, Ridwan, Warid, Imran, and Wara, Musa Kaji. And if you listen to their bayan, you'll see the amount of research they actually do, because when they're speaking, you'll hear the amount of knowledge coming out of their mouth, especially Musa Kaji. His majlises and things, we hear the recordings coming out. The amount of knowledge is packed in that small majlis. It makes you wonder just how much Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. So that should be our criteria when we're looking at speakers. Not at what crowd they are pulling, or which venue they are called to, or which masjid. But rather, look at how much knowledge they have within them, that when they are speaking, people are being impacted and gaining a wealth of knowledge.
Mm.
I think this is a big factor at the moment. The one is people are shy to speak, what people will think of me, what people will say. And as you say, people are scared of who they'll be trampling, that I'm going to say this here, it will hurt this person, hurt that person. But as you always mention, that if you are speaking the truth, then no one has any argument to you. Like you're telling a person, Salah is compulsory, come and read it. No one can fight with you. Because what you are speaking, he understands it to be the truth, and you understand it to be the truth. But the problem is, we have to start to trust the knowledge we have. We have to trust the knowledge of Nabuwwah, the knowledge of Quran. And when we start imparting this here, and we're seeing the difference, or we're seeing it impacting people, more so the first thing we see it impacting our own lives, then we must know it's making a positive change. But if I am speaking, I am saying something, but then my action is contrary to Sharia, contrary to the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then my speaking is just flowery words. So, I don't know if anything else you want to add on there, or anything came to mind, we can build on that. I think time is going also. So, maybe we can just carry on this here, or some other things Ma got in his mind, inshallah.
Gee, Ma, you mentioned important points there. Like in Darul Zakaria, they used to have this on a Friday. They started it towards the, before we were now finishing the course, we say. So, in fact, the whole Alim course, as Mulana knows, and what I'm saying to the listeners, it's just to make you a proper student, that now you can do your research. That's what we realize. And it's not about titles and the rest. But going back, when I reflect, then we used to have this, it used to be called Anjuman. Mm. So on a Friday night, they used to have it. And they used to then just anybody could, you prepare something, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and all of this, then you prepare it, and you have certain judges. Now, when you get to seventh year, then you become the judge for those other students that are in other years. So that's one way that we can encourage this year. And also, then you go to these small musallas for those who just finish their alim course, or whilst you're in your alim course, you go to these small musallas. And generally, Mulana, this is what I wanted to say also, is that we feel sometimes that, no, you know, humility and the rest, that is there on its place. But when you are seeing now how much of attacks are taking place, and it's all on social media, it's all over. Now, no one's saying you must go on television and use haram means, but within your confines, you can prepare a document. I see Mulana prepares these 2 pages of its advice for the Ummah. And you don't even need to have, today it's so easy, it's become so easy. You don't need to have an organization name. You want to share something for the if you've got an organization name, then you can use it. But even if you don't, but you that's what Mulana Qamru Zaman said in the one lecture. He said, "Ad-dinun nasiha, ad-dinun nasiha." Deen is well wishing, and he repeated this few times. And he said, even in the one portion, actually, hum mustaqilna here. We are not worthy of saying these words and giving advice. But actually, what we are saying is we're speaking hadith. When ulama give a talk, they're speaking hadith, and hadith is Quran. So they're speaking Quran, they're speaking hadith, and that's what the bayan is based on. So it's actually, then he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustaqilya. Ham mustaqilya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustaqilya. So we're just echoing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words and his life. So that excuse that's been given currently, some places you find this when you tell some people come, they say, we are not worthy of it. Maybe that would work before. But I recall when Yunus Dai rahmatullahi alayhi at the Azadville, one of the Azadville Jalsas, just before he passed away, he said that it's the fitan that's out there now. It's not like when we came back from Deoband and now we just perform nikah and the mulana does this. No. Now you can't speak on sabr every week. He said the fitan is out there and you've got to keep your finger on the pulse. And this is the time now. It's not that I want to, but we have to. It's become this year. It's like you have to. And part of jihad is with the tongue to protect the deen, all that people are attacking. And you can have heard this from Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, Hafidhullah. He said, it was in fact, the question was posed to Mulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi, that how do you become this friend of Allah and how do you become a Qutub? So he said that you just see in your community which sunnah is being abandoned and you sit within the confines of your home and you prepare, you gather all the information and you write something. And today it's so easy to put a PDF together. It's the most easiest thing to share. You don't need a publisher and the rest. It's cost so much money. Here it's easy, you're minusing costs and you are able to share the truth. So I think this is a vital, important message that Mulana has shared, and we have to also echo this to others and make sure that we become now stronger in this.
Jim, whatever we speak, like sometimes you'll say a speaker, like I think we mentioned this last time even, that sometimes you sit for a talk and you'll say, wow, what an amazing talk, but you don't feel anything. It has no impact or effect in your life. And sometimes you'll sit for the talk and you'll say, this was a talk. Why? Because this, you could feel a difference already coming. And the major part there is that how much of Quran and Ahadith did you mention in your talk? Did you just pull world stories only, or did you talk from Quran and Sunnah? And that is where, I think it was Kamal Zaman also in one of these programs he had, and he mentioned that we as the ulama, that our job is to basically simplify the Quran and Sunnah for the general public. Because Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the understanding. And when I said we went through the course, the course doesn't give us any certificate or anything to say you are. It just gives us the know-how of how to now look at Quran, how to look at Hadith, how to understand it. Imagine for 7 years we had to sit and we still don't understand, we still have to relate. Many a times I got so many questions, I'm going through tafsir, and I contact my asatida again, contact them. I'll say, you know what, I went this year, this is a i'tiraz that came up in my mind. Because we're still making that mutala, we're still learning through it. And here we find people who just want to open Quran and say, no, I understand Quran. So when you understand the true science and the miracle of Quran, then you'll realize, I can never understand Quran. I have to keep on making that effort. And Allah Ta'ala, as I say, it's an endless ocean. There's no short to it. The more you read Quran, the next time you read it, more and more Allah Ta'ala inspires into the heart. See, I think Ibris Khanzalvi, rahmatullahi, one of the sayings that Jamiat KZN sent out, he says that you never find any effect more greater than reading Quran at the time of tahajjud. He said, reading Quran at the time of tahajjud, Allah Ta'ala inspires into that heart such understanding and wisdom that can never be understood. So when we are relating, we're relating from Quran and Sunnah. And we're just simplifying it in common layman's terms. And that is why it's so important to understand what's happening in the world, the relevance of the time, the relevance of the world condition, because then you can relate it to the common man. As you say, sometimes you just see that standard topic on sabr, on salah, and it's just the listener already knows what you're going to say, because it's so standardized that what is expected to be said is said. But every person is progressing, then he has to realize to make it relevant, to relate it to a person's life. Because this is where we find out, or we think, you know, deen is not relevant to our lives nowadays. It's not that day, it's that we haven't found or realized how to make it relevant, that how to, every aspect of deen can guide our life, and is guiding our life. It is that we have to find it. And the aspect of tawazu and humility, know who am I can't speak. Allah Ta'ala didn't give you that knowledge for no reason. Allah gave you that knowledge because you have to do something with that knowledge. You have to convey that knowledge. I know my Hibz Ustad, Mufti Iqbal Bakshi, he'll always tell us, you know, any student that's finishing, he'll say, your father sent you. Your father sent you to become a Hafiz. The day of your father's janazah, you make sure you perform the janazah. You can be a great alim, everything, but you will have that feeling. Your father made you a Hafiz. He sent you to become an alim. So you make sure you do it. I remember one of the times, one of our friend's father passed away. And he told him, the ustad to perform. He said, no, your father made you the Hafiz. You reading Quran for him. He's going to get the thawab. So you go and perform it. Now is not the time for humility and tawazu. Now is the time where we have to step forward. You have to step forward. The whole world is stepping forward against us. We have to stand up also. We have to go forward. So like this year, we find in the world now this need is there. That one is the ulama has to come forward to understand the responsibility that is not only the calm of the world, but we have to find that extra bit, that whether it's after our hours, after that extra time we have, and now give that there to Allah Ta'ala. This is only for your deen. This is only to see how we can uplift the deen, how little bit we can do. That one person is affected, that one person can be guided. We don't know. Allah Ta'ala made you, that Ali made you, that well-wisher, Nasiyah, that well-wisher, giving them that advice only because you want goodness for them. Not for recognition, not for fame, not for money, nothing. Just because I want you to become good, a good Muslim. I want you to come on the straight path. Allah might have sent you that 7 years, that 8 years, that everything, just to guide one other person. And that's how Allah Ta'ala wanted. But we'll never know until we put ourselves forward. And the more we put ourselves forward for the cause of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will open up ways. Allah Ta'ala will take work. Allah Ta'ala will see this person is interested, this person is eager. So Allah Ta'ala will thereafter open up it much, much more. So this whole aspect of the kuffar, the non-Muslim world, they are ever ready. And with the current circumstance in Gaza, with Israel and Palestine and everything, one is we make dua, we understand and we feel that pain. But together with that, also know what's happening in the world. Understand what's the latest, what is the news, what's happening. Because then you really truly get this hatred for the kuffar. If you don't understand what they are doing to our Muslim brothers and sisters and the excuses and the folly, what is the proofs they are concocting and coming up with, then we always have no... It's a war going on. But if you want this nafrat to come, then how can I even think of looking like a kafir? How can I ever think of following their ways? Then go and see what they are doing. Read up on these things. There are a lot of authentic sites, even though the Israelis and them try to hide something. Like now we see Al Jazeera, but the journalists were killed there. So I think 5 journalists. And they on their official website, they wrote there that no one of the journalists was part of Hamas. So it's ridiculous, but the more we're going to keep hidden in the world and not know what's happening in the world, then we're just going to be buried under. And now when you have to relate to the general public and they're going to ask you and you're going to be clueless, then they're going to see as someone who can't trust that you don't know what's happening. So read up, especially us as a general, the normal layman, see, besides watching those videos which you shouldn't be watching, but those articles, go and read them. And this will create that hatred of this kafir in your heart and that light and that love of Islam will enter your heart. And this could be a sign and a means of hidayah for us all, inshallah.
Well, an important point there you made, and I think that's just what Qadi Khan, rahmatullah alayh, how many years ago he said that man lam ya'rif ahla zamanihi fahuwa jahilun, that that person who doesn't know and understand his surroundings, what's happening, current affairs, then that person is actually a jahil. Because in practice, what does this mean? If this came up, this topic was asked by regarding lesbianism by one person. Now this person didn't know much, so he thought this is some like some food type or some meal or something. So he wasn't connected with what's happening in the world. So he said, yeah, it's fine. What's wrong with this? Yeah, it's fine. So he didn't do research. He didn't check it up. And then he's saying it's fine. So what? How many doors of evil and darknesses haven't you opened? So exactly what you said, that we need to check what's happening. No one is saying go and see on these TV, because that's just going to create darkness. And that's not what you want. But you have information. And one mufti he's originally from America, and then he moved to Pakistan because he was tired of these Americans and that. So he said to me this week, only was it last week, he said that I've got my AI investigating for me. So we don't go into all these television programs, all of that. We just let the AI investigate it, and then when it gives information, then we also cross-check that information. So it's become so easy. Did this AI I was seeing yesterday, in fact, we had it on the news the other day, that Elon Musk, he put something on his X, and apparently this AI, it gave a response in favor of Gaza and against Israel and the US. So he quickly went and he suspended it. And then afterwards, after 20 minutes or so, it came back and it said, no, I was suspended because they're robots.
Yeah.
So it said I was suspended because I gave the wrong statement with regards to the genocide or something of that sort. It's on my status, I put it there. So then afterwards he denied it and the rest. But if you really convince it, it can also give your tune and play your what you want it to play out. Because it's a computer at the end of the day, it's a machine. So it's easy to brainwash. So, Mulana, Jazakumullah Khairan for these encouraging words, especially to the young ulama there. We need this, this boost sometimes. And just to do things for the pleasure of Allah and come back onto this, where we take on responsibilities. And how you can see already, how easy doesn't it make? You get different people focused in different fields. It just lightens the work for the ummah, and you can together. It's like you're working as a big organization, though it's not under one brand, under one, but you just, because you're working for the pleasure of Allah. Allah accept one and all, and we ask Allah to make us amongst, Allahumma ja'alna min al-maqbulin, make us amongst those who are accepted. Jazakumullah khairan, Mulana. Any last words? We can just end then, inshallah.
I think we are done, inshallah. Ulama will play their role, inshallah, as well as parents to play their role. And if everyone plays their role, realizing the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then they will see, will be untouchable. Then no one will be able to put a finger on Islam. The problem is, we forgot our role as a Muslim, as a da'i, as a protector of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. As such, then we don't blame the enemies of Islam when they are taking advantage of us. If we all stand up, inshallah, together, they will see at one force, no one will be able to do anything as we had under the Khilafah system, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Well, night, Jazakumullah Khairan. We'll meet you on Tuesday, and that will be with your program 8 to 9, the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.